You remember when we had to open for Muddy Waters?
Oh, yeah. The Blues Festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
Freddie King was on it, because we asked Freddie to introduce us to Muddy Waters, and they were playing cards.
You're Queen bat.
Is that a check?
Check.
Yeah, so Muddy Waters said, he would, like he was interested. Pleased to meet you.
Back to the game.
Pleased to meet you. Yeah, went back into the game.
Who else was on that show?
Freddie King.
Freddie, being from Dallas, you know, let me play in this band because I was cheap. So that was the best experience in the world, playing with Freddie. Played the Fillmore, a lot of different places. And my brother and myself. And
y'all remember that show that we did where Freddie's up there playing and he's unhappy with his drummer and the curtain's closed and he went back there and kicked his drummer and the curtain's opened and boy, he was shuffling his ass off.
Well, you had to, when Freddie came up, you didn't fool around.
No.
Any of those guys, Muddy Waters, can you imagine playing with Howlin' Wolf, trying to pull that stuff?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right, back
Billy
to
you. Betts.
Your bet.
40.
Billy Betts, 40.
40.
Yeah,
thank
now,
you.
See?
Thank you.
Do you remember the show where Rocky played and he played the whole show with that top hat on? And at the end of the show, he took the top hat off and the two doves flew out. And people think that psychedelia started in San Francisco, but that was all 13th floor elevators went out there and Janis and all those guys picked up on his stuff.
It was interesting, how could you possibly imagine guys from Beeville, Texas, Kerrville, Texas, a couple guys from Austin, invent this thing that turned the whole world around? Starting in Texas, all the way out to Los Angeles, especially in California, San Francisco, the Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane.
Janis, Big Brother, yeah. Country Joe.
Country Joe. And then the pendulum swung.
Mm-hmm.
And it went to a really good spot. Cover.
Off 8.5.
All right.
You're a shooter.
Same lucky shooter?
You the man.
Coming out.
4.
On the shy side. We did that show with the Rolling Stones in 1972, and that day forward, we've been friends ever since.
Do you remember you and Dusty were wearing I think cowboy boots and blue jeans and cowboy hats, and the curtains opened and just a pall of horror fell over the entire audience. I mean, they thought, oh, good Lord, they're a Mexican or a country band. And I was
country
like,
band.
Oh, start shuffling my ass off.
Yo, yeah.
We had 35 minutes, 3 shows, and we got an encore every night.
Yeah.
And then we got to see the Stones.
Well, that opening night, you're right. It was do or die. Come on. They think.
Keith had his guitar tuner, and he would tune that guitar, you know, that 5-string thing he played.
Yeah.
And he'd tune that guitar, and he'd hand it to Keith, and somewhere between the time he handed it to him and he got on stage and hit that first note, it was totally out of tune again. But it was Keith's sound. It was perfect.
You know, I've tried to get that sound. You were asking about Pearly. Yeah, Pearly always be around. That's our cornerstone. Your drum sound, your bass sound, Pearly. Keith and the 5-string, yeah. Whatever it is.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Just whatever that is, whatever that thing is.
You're in.
I'm in.
I got my winnings over here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're playing off our money.
Just 20, just Annie.
Come on.